Begin the grand dam said this bomb the zang in the days against mouth to begin with the mud tamale me that says the boss can khat to ashmo correct the khat this is the ashm now says tases the truth is the hashli tar of kurda bashkhat bashkhat as a kebas now you don't really need the pasik of about slaughtering the lamb in the place where you slaughter the khatas because the kula milsim in the gomem medication now you have the whole thing from this hekesh of khat to ashm and bereshis mekamin yoran nigman zvachim that mem tesem enav mukil lela akav the gomem teaches you that regarding this it's ma'akav and not just a mitzvah gedichil because you're right. The main idea you already know from the Hekesh. The next test must be the Gemara, Lamai, the Nafik, Nafik. Oh, what it went out for, it went out for. Meaning, the Hainu. Matan Bahaina is regarding the blood being on the thumb, the Shechita Safin, and the slaughtering in the North Shekhar, it says explicitly, oh, for that, it's going to have the Halacha. Lamai, the Nafik, what it was, didn't be singled out to be mentioned, Matan Dam and Murim, regarding spraying the blood in the sacrificial pasim of death. Nafik didn't go out for. And actually, Yibay Matan Dami Murma Chief Kurtz Behedi actually would have said that the blood and the second fish would not be put on the written explicitly, which again, that comes to teach us, and therefore you need Kechatzu Ashram to say that Lahazel Chaloi and to require these things, even though it's not written explicitly. And next is Malta Bingle Digmo, Bro, Kerry by Yemetabal. So this Betsayra on his eighth day, he sees Kerry and he tables. Now, Bishop Gadrashi explains the Lahal cannot get Kerry. Why would pick specifically the Tum of Kerry to make him into a Tful Yoim? The late Tummy Sheretz and the Veil, it can be Tummy from a Sheretz and the Veil, all the same thing that they Tummy till the evening. No, the Tummy Sheretz, if you Tummy from a Sheretz, if it's my Mace, even if Tummy from a Mace, Nechnos Machlubi, it actually could come into a Machlubi. Don't pay Gail drum like most of the Summer Sam Ralph. The Fulham Mace Atmos Nechnos, even the dead person himself could be running Machlubi. Like it's in the Bosbika, Mace Atmos Yasubi, Mace brought in the bones of his with him, meaning even Machatas with him where he was, where Mace Rabbeinu was in Sheva Levi. And therefore, we have to say specifically Kedi, which is something that is forbidden to go into the Harabayas, that's forbidden to go into the Machan Leviyah, as well Kedi. Tayyip says, in the Ri, that does not seem to be correct to the Ri. Because the Hadamar, this that the Gemara says in the Brayis of Yitzchak Seisha Mekaris, that the Seisha, yes, because of Pesach, should be Deichad Seisha in Mekaris, Hainu Asei Derabana. That's a rabbinic Asei, can refer to be like a big, and he explains that it's not really a biblical Asei, it's rabbinic. Now, but Tmei Mes, Ein Nechnes Bechel, Nami Medirabana, they cannot go into the Chel, which is a further part in Machan Leviyah, rabbinically, which is the whole halacha that we're talking about, Nami Sechnes Kelim. A Chel, Mekudish Amenu, the Chel is more Mekudish in the area before the Nahar Abayi, She'in Avi Kachavim, Tmei Mesim, Nechnes Hashem, that Ado Hashem, and Tmei Mesim are now going over there. As is Nashim Mekudish Amenu, as Nashim is more Kudish than that, She'in Tful Yom Nechnes Hashem, that a Tful Yom cannot go into Machan Shechino, Bechol Tful Yom Ayin, that's Tumam by every Tful Yom. Bein the Balkari, Bein the Meshes and the Velo, the Kari Bahu Asim Lael, that's what he's talking about over there. So it's difficult. So why doesn't the Brisa mention Tmei Mes also? Because he's also been glee forbidden to go into the Ezid Nashim. So therefore, Vayim Reader, he says, Zinaka Balkari Lele Vusa. We pick Balkari for a Chiddush. Not because it's only by Balkari, like Rashi explained, but it's a Chiddush, which is, the Avakav Deshtalechus Lebeiz Machnes, although generally he has to be sent out of two Machnes, Machnes Chod Machnabiyo, Yitir Lechacham Lekon, still the Chacham permit him to enter into the Azara to bring his Karbonis. Because the Malkum Kars, let me do the Rebbeim. In the situation where he was going to be Chayiv Kars, he's not able to bring the Karban Pesach. So they did not make the rabbinic injunction in that case. Mentor said, I'm going to say, Perkoy Nodal Gmar said, I'm basic telling him, we're going to say, they would say, get the Saita out of here. She'll like to tell me Azara because she's going to die. And we don't want to make the Azara tell me. But Parkley Gmar asked, what do you mean? I thought even the mess is permitted in the Machna Leviyah. So it says, my question, what's the difficulty? They went on us. We just explained that rabbinically it's forbidden. So why wouldn't they get her out? So it says, Bentham, my answer is, Shalikazel, Shalikonis. The Gzeh was only that we don't bring in rabbinically into the Machan Leviyah to Memes. Amahukavar Shamad is already there. Legazel, Abshayetzi, they did not decree to have to take them out. Kivin Reis, Shalikonis, Shamad, since biblically let her come in over there. And therefore, why would they have to get the Saita out if it would be permitted, as we said, even rabbinically, because rabbinics only don't bring in, not that you have to take it out. And actually, with Dictic, his Rabbein Tam's precision is Mahodam Rin Pek and the Safin, Sanedda Peyal, Aleph and Beis. Koin Shemish Betuma, it says, if a coin did the void instead of Tuma. So, Achav Akhanim, his fellow Khanim would punish him. Metzin Sechus Azor, they would take him out of the courtyard, and Mephatsim Mechab Gizar, and they would smash his skull with pieces of wood. Now, Mashbet sounds like they might see him Mechus Azor, they won't take him out of the Azor, Shemach Nishrina. Oma Misin Isaba is Nashim, they would kill him as Nashim, which is Machin Leviyah, Kimin Shagar Hashem, because it's already there. And there's no chiv to take him out, you just cannot bring him in. Now, Marim Fashion, he gives a different interpretation. It says, the Besaita, Dayik, the inference by Saita was Mediktani Etzio Etzio Trezimni, because they said, get her out, two times. You're right, rabbinically, it's a problem, but Dilav the Havid Isidar Isid wasn't a biblical Isser. They would not be so swift to get out. And therefore, obviously, that's what this Gemara was proving, that's deraisa, and that's what they're asking with them, and deraisa it is permitted. We don't have to be lengthy over here regarding this discussion. Kshinik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Zen nechnas. Although generally cannot enter, this one could enter. Why? Why does he have to enter? Because Shari Tzorch Lovel Har Bais. He had to come into the Temple of Madalam and Rishari Nikonar to stand in the Nikonar gate, Lachnas Yab Lazara, and then stick his hands into the Azara, into Machnash Chanam. They can put from the blood of the Kabbalahs on his thumb and big toe, because Bashari Nikolai in the scotch room, the Nikonar gate that goes into the Azara was not sanctified. I mean, because it's like the Muslim Psalm, the Payala, Behe, on the base, Shakala Shom, the scotch. Yeah, all the gates were sanctified. But who's Bashari Nikolai except for the Nikonar gates? Shasham and Tara, I mean, that's what the Tara would stand, and Machnash Chanam would stick his hands for the behind. Then to say, I'm telling you, say, Loma Nimlam Mishavu Kach Makachim, why was that the reason why they didn't sanctify Shari Nikonar? Yamin Bezin Ashim, what do you mean? Let me stand as an Ashim, which is, although they both have the word Azar, it's that's Machlavia, and Beyachin said, Lomashar Nikonar, stick his hands in Shari Nikonar. So it's the same thing. Upishrivan, he says, no, Dain's Lifnei Hashem. All the Kabbans have to be Lifnei Hashem. The Lava Baba Azar, it's not in the east place of the Azar. Which says, right here, that doesn't mean to be correct. You have a Kaddish Kaddish Azar. What do you mean? If that would be with the sanctity of the Azar of the court, you'd have a Shabbat Lifnei Hashem. That would be Lifnei Hashem. So the Ein Rabbein Tam Rebbe, he says a very a kind answer. He says, the Asr Mishmul Takan Mitzrayim. Actually, it was simply for the favor of the Mitzrayim. Shiyam Dusham, that's where they could stand. Shiyogin Lim Hashar, that the gate could protect them. Bechamim Nechamim, in the sun because of heat. Ubiksham Nechamim, in the winter because of the rain. And that's why they did it. But you're right, or else it would have been valid the same way to stick your hands into the Shara Nikonah. Next says, not to begin with the Gemara, mutabi about Seish Shesh Bekars. It's better that the positive command that has cars on Pesach override this Seish Shesh Bekars of that this the Tfulim should not enter. Which traces love Milsa the Psyche. This is not a definitive statement. The issue becomes a certain place to remind the Vrayim that they made even their rabbinic injunctions, but Malcolm Kars, even when it's punishment of Kars, I mean, Psach Bek Ish, like the Gemara says in Psach Bek Salik Bezim and Aleph, that sometimes we won't let him even end up bringing the Kram Pesach because of rabbinic law. But just over here, the sages did not see fit to be stringent. He says, really, biblically, this is not even the positive commandment that he shouldn't enter. So, Rabbi Yechanan, who holds that biblically a Tvul Yom is allowed to go into that as Noshim, not only come and disagree with the Braisa, the Lav Tanu is not a Tana to disagree with the Braisa we just brought. Gemara answers that, oh, Rav, oh, it's okay that we have a Tanoic teaching now, like him, because he's a Tan himself, he can disagree. Now, and we didn't want to say the Rebbe is a town of the public. Now, this is Abagav B'yesh Litchel, although we could reject and say that, no, maybe the Rebbe Yechon can in the Kalim. Maybe he does disagree with the Braisa. And although he himself is not a town, but he's like a different town. Mishnah Kalim in the first part in Mishnah Chest. That now we learn the Mishnah as Nashim Mekadesh Zemenu, the as Nashim is more Mekadesh than the Chel that's before. It's Tful Yom Nechel Hashem, because the Tful Yom cannot go over there. Abahar Bais V'chel, but in the Temple Mount and the Chel, which is earlier on the ascension up the mountain, sure, it can be permitted. So it says, obviously behind him in the Rabbanim. So obviously the Isser is rabbinically, because the even that I saw is called Machlavi. Because if you think that biblically it's forbidden to go to Machlavium, Sim Cain, Baharabai's Namin Litza. So then Harabai is no different than the Ezanashim, should also be forbidden. Because may Pesach Harabai is from the opening of the Temple Mount Achan Nikon until the Nikon Gate, which is past the Ezanashim, Machlavi. It's all one Machlavi, because the time is the 37th of Bezavri. So, since he was saying that Tful Yom is permitted in the Harbayas and the Chel, which is Machlavia, obviously the Raisa is permitted even in the Snushim, because it was a part of Machlavia. So, obviously the Issa of Tful Yom as Snushim is only rabbinically. So, therefore, you could say that Rabbi Yechon maybe disagrees in the Raisa, and how come to explain? And you can't ask how he disagrees, because he holds in that, like that Mishnah. So, he said, no. It wouldn't be, because Mekamak may near the Pligi Raisa, the Hacham Mishnah, Snit Nikam. It wouldn't seem correct to just say that there's a Machlavia of this Raisa on Mishnah scale. Ella, rather, Rabbi Yechon, the Prusha Braisa, is coming to explain the Braisa. That's the Dictani, I love Navka with that. Although we say that they say the word Asay, it's not precise, and it's really rabbinic. Now, Taisus comes to explain the Belav Mishum de Sever Yechon. Now, it's not because Rabbi Yechon holds. Tful Yom de Zav Lav Kazab Dami. Oh, it's not even biblical, and it's only rabbinic, because the Tful Yom, which is what he is of a Zav, is not like a Zav. And then he's Mikkel by Tful Yom of a Kari. He says, no, the Rabba is Rabbi Yechon Zav Yishu. Rabba holds him to Salah of Rabbi Yechon and Psachon of Salah Bezim Rav. Yet, Rabba is like Berg by the Christ of Yerim Rav, the Mechuzik of Zav Kazab Dami. He says clearly that even just lacking atonement of a Zav is like a Zav, let alone Tful Yom. And rather, Davkalin Pesach above a Tuma. It's only when we come Pesach of Burn, the state of Tuma, the Loyuchel Men, the Zom, the Zavas, and the Yodas, that only over there it says that they shouldn't eat from it. That's what Kamadik Zav Dami. That's where he says that it's considered like a Zav. And actually, Hocham Eisel Bekrisa, that's why I bring himself his creases. I'm going to be his Mikdash, but regarding coming to the base of Mikdash, that's where we say, Lav Kazab Dami, that is not like a Zab. And in other words, so it says Taisis, based on what we're saying, that Venicha Hashtabresh Peg Bez Dizvacham Nav and David Zayn Mabez. Why? Because Masik, the Gemara concludes over there that Lekulam according to everyone, Mechuzik Kiporim, the Zav Kizav. I mean, that is like a Zav. Yet in Perkim al Minim, and those that have been made up, Masik Gemara concludes that Philip told him the Zav Lav Kizav Dami. How do we resolve that? So Ella says, Thaisis, yeah. He does Vachim, the Gemara himself is Vachim that's telling us that according to everyone, Mechuzik Kiporim, the Zav is Kizav, is like Pesach above the Tumah, regarding Pesach that comes in the state of Tumah, as we just said. But he did Nazar that says that it's not like a Zav, is like the Beis Hamikdash regarding coming into the Beis Hamikdash, like we're saying, that we are lenient. But it's not because he holds his lav kazav, because we see Rabbah holds it is kazav, but we're going to be his mikdash, then we say it's lav kazav. Now, then Tosfos says, this sounds like the Netzugi Nazar in Paragimel Minim. The Philah Naima Tvoyim, the Zab lav kazav, even if you say Tvoyim, the Zab is not like a Zab, that actually also comes to Machlevia. It actually is forbidden to go into Machlevia. And Mikro Dorish Arshim and expounds it from a Pasik. So that's difficult, because we said before that this we say Tvoyim, the Zab is not kazav, that's regarding that you are allowed to go into Machlevia. How does the Gemara say over there that even if you hold Zav is Lav Kizav, that it's forbidden to go to Machlevia? So Imri the Re says, the Hasam Bezav Bal Gimel Re is an interesting answer. There, Dekatarti, we're talking about that there's two elements. First of all, Shut Tvil Yom, he immersed himself that day, and the Mechuzik Brahmi, he's doubling on the day 8, and he's also lacking atonement. And therefore, that's why we're saying that he cannot enter to Machlevia. That they cannot enter to Machlevia. Now, what do you mean? Isn't our sugi the same thing? That he had a similar discharge that day, the habit tolyum is tolyum on the carry, and Mechuzik Kiporim is like atonement because he's mitzvah on the 8th, which has, didn't bring his kabbalas yet, and yet still we say Shabbat Midrash, it is biblically permitted. It's not for the same toma. The tolyum is because of his carry, and Mechuzik Kiporim is because of tzaras. And it's only when you have a tolyum Mechuzik Kiporim on the same toma, like the Zav that had Gimel Re'ez, three discharges, that's where we say there's going to be biblical. Forbidden to go into Machlevi, I know Tosfos Bochum on Beis Mizdim Maskelberi. Kinnik says Maskel begins the Gemara Shachidj Badvarim, where they said something new, but they said Tful Yom, all your cons Machlevi should not go into Machlevi. Tosfos says Rambam is beginning to say, Menolit Shachidj Mit Tful Yom. How do we know? How does Rabbi know that what they said new is from Tful Yom that it should not go into as Noshim? Timachidj Mit Meis Asma. Maybe they made this Chidj from Tmei Meis itself that didn't travel yet. That's forbidden in the Chel, which is rabbinically forbidden. Shlomo says what he could say is no. The Mashmalei, he understood Shlechitra El Chatzar. What was made was regarding the Chatzar because it says a Chatzar Chadashim. Now the Chatzar Hanez Nashim. That's as Nashim Mochav Yecheskel. You see from passing Yecheskel. So obviously that was regarding the Tevil Yom because Ve'il Tumei Meis Asaf El Bechel. And therefore, if it was something regarding the Chatzar, must have been regarding this of the Halacha of a Tevil Yom, not going to as Nashim. The next test Master begins with the words of the Gemara. Bamaula Ula says Matam Bechulu. What is the reason? Why that he's permitted, even though generally he's forbidden. Now, Pirshtes explains what was Ula saying. Because Kivan, since he holds the Biba Mikzah Shema Biba, that a partial entry is considered entry, so why did they let him stick his Yadav into the behindness? But that's going to Machlash Shechina, which was never permitted. So they say, oh, because since he's permitted, Latzarat, he's permitted for his carry. Then so he says, but if Ula holds that partial entry is like entry, so and Fabalah Shemek Tas is still they permit partial entry of sticking in his hands, Mishum the Efshim Yachin can't do it any other way, and the Torah tells you by Mitzvah you have to do it like that. So if he can't cool down the tree, then he should be totally allowed to go in. Why does he have to just stick in his hands? Vishnu says what you can say is no, like Nichashit Chabi is cool, we don't want to override it by him totally entering. Because the Chsib had you that explicitly, he says in the Pasuk, well, make the Shay Sabbath that someone with that tumah is not supposed to come in. That doesn't say explicitly. Ula learns out from Hekish. Just like partial touching is like touching. Partial entry, but it doesn't say explicitly. And therefore, if we have to let it, because the Torah obviously needs to purify the Mitzvah, it's only going to be partial, not fully, because at least that's not explicitly written in the Torah. But just some additional what you could say is keeping the Eshla de Biba Mixer, since it is possible, at least by only a partial entry. If you come to Kuli Chayiv, yes, if you're going to come in totally, you will be Chayiv. Just like if someone could leave in a state of Tumah, he could have gone the short way, and he goes the long way, he's going to be chayiv. So over here, since you don't have to, then you don't have to, and therefore actually one would be chayiv, even though technically be mixed with shma bia, but it's still a shorter way than the total entry.